Hey Raider Nation, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. It's Wednesday. Players took to the practice field because we've got to get ready for our upcoming opponent, the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll be playing them at home this Sunday, and it's time to check in with host of the Raiders Report, JT the Brick, to tell us what he thinks about the game.
Thanks, Jeanette. The rivalry game this Sunday at O.co Coliseum as the Kansas City Chiefs come to town to take on the Raiders. Now, obviously, both of these teams are out of playoff contention. But doing my homework for this week's show, looking back at this rivalry, it dates back to when Al Davis was a coach. I've talked to Len Dawson, Willie Lanier, Buck Buchanan in the past, all the legends that have played in this game, the great Bobby Bell of the Chiefs, and then you think of Ted Hendricks, Fred Biletnikoff, Art Shell, and Jim Otto, who we always see here at the facility. This was the rivalry that they got up for every year. They wanted to play this game because they knew it would be intense and very physical. So the Raiders got to come out, coming off the loss on Thursday Night Football, and show up early. Jamaal Charles is the key to this game. He's one of the best running backs in the league, and last week he ran for 165 yards and had an 80-yard touchdown run. It's the same story around here when it comes to opposing running backs. You got to stop them and tackle them first. If they bounce outside, one of them can take it to the house. Jamaal Charles is that type of player. Dennis Allen has been preaching this all week long here in Alameda. Tackle, tackle, bring Charles to the ground. And if the Raiders do that, we're talking about a Kansas City team with the 31st ranked offense in the NFL. The Raiders should be able to contain their passing game. Now, for the Raiders on offense, as you recall, the Raiders beat Kansas City earlier this year at Arrowhead. Darren McFadden ran for over 100 yards. He's back healthy. I expect him to have another big game. And if Carson Palmer can cut down on a costly interception in this game, I think he'll be able to have another 300-yard passing game, several touchdowns, because you can attack Kansas City down the middle of the field and deep. And Shane Leckler always has a big game in this rivalry. The Raiders should win the field position battle. But as I opened up talking about the rivalry, that's what this is about. This is about pride. And as we'll show you in this week's edition of the Raiders Report, many players on this team are fighting for their jobs next year, as Reggie McKenzie, the GM of the team, and the coaching staff are constantly evaluating this roster. So it's important that players play hard on every play. I'm excited. It's the Toys for Tot campaign, Jeanette. We want to remind all Raider fans, please bring an unwrapped toy. There'll be marked bins outside the Coliseum. Make that toy donation. It really is going to make a difference in many kids' lives, and you can do something good as you're walking into the game. It always makes you feel better as a Raider fan knowing that these kids will get a toy on Christmas and throughout the holidays. Jeanette, it's Kansas City and the Raiders. Both these organizations respect each other, but they don't like each other on game day. Back to you.
Thanks, JT. It is the giving time of the season. So, Raider fans, when you come to the game this Sunday, be sure to bring your toys for the Toys for Tots program. Marines will be collecting at all of the major entrances. Now, of course, you can also bring toys for the Toys for Tots program to the Southland Mall at the Raider Image Store next Monday. Miles Burris, Brandon Myers, Marcel Reese, and Darren McFadden will all be in attendance. So come on by to the Southland Mall and stop by the Raider Image Store. Bring your new unwrapped toy valued at $20 or more. And not only will you meet the players, but you'll also be doing a great thing for the community. Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Have a great day.